Desert Island Discs. Each week, a well-known person is asked the question, if you were to be cast away alone on a desert island, which 8 gramophone records would you choose to have with you? As usual, the castaway is introduced by Roy Plumley.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Our castaway this week is a circus clown and a very famous one. It's Coco. Coco, what is your real name?
Well, my real name is Nikolai Polyakov.
When I introduced you as a clown, that's not technically right, is it?
No, Roy, no. I'm not a clown at all. You say I'm August.
Yes, and the difference?
Well, the difference between an August and a clown is, you see, a clown, you've got a white face, nice spangled dress, the fellow who never gets wet, never gets any custard pies in his face.
Yes.
But I'm an August. I'm always the guilty one. See, I always get the buckets of water and the custard pies on my face.
Yes.
And I'm the funny man, like.
How many buckets of water do you get in a performance?
Oh, gosh, it's very difficult for me to tell you, but an average about 19, 20 buckets each performance.
Do you never get a cold from all these drenchings?
Well, I had a cold once about 28, 29 years ago, and I still got it, so why worry?
Could you endure the loneliness of a desert island, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I got so many memories to think about. I don't think I would be lonely. Mm.
And these records, are they going to bring you memories?
Oh, yes, they will. Very much so.
What's the first one you've chosen?
Well, the first record, naturally, of the circus performer is the Gladiator March. Because soon the Gladiator March started playing the circus, you know, all the artists stand on his feet, you know, they bring him some life in it.
Of the Gladiators by the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Band. What's your second choice, Coco?
Well, my second choice, I would like very much to play Kolinka Malinka Maya. It's a Russian song.
What's
and
it
I like it very much.
What's it about?
Well, before I was actually island, you see, my family used to play for me this song because they knew that it's my favorite. But it still is, and that's why I want to take it with me.
Sung by the Red Army Ensemble. Were you born in Russia, Coco?
Oh, yes, I was.
Whereabouts?
It was between White Russia and Ukraine, a little place called Besenkovich.
Was there a circus tradition in your family?
Well, it was, of course, because my father was in the circus in the summer and the theatres in the winter.
When did you first show talent as a performer?
When I was 3 years of age, they needed a little girl on the stage, and they couldn't find one, so my father offered me there instead.
Yes.
With a Russian play called The Sinking Bells. And the child have to be saved by firemen. when he used to carry me across the stage in a big panic. And I can't forget, I lost my wig in the middle of the stage. Well, the fireman and the actor, he left me in the wings to carry on with his play. But I turned around, I went right to the middle of the stage, picked up the wig, put it on and walked away.
You were going to make sure you're going to get your laugh on your very first appearance.
Yes, I did.
And when did the circus become your ambition?
After my father came from the war, because my father was in the Russian war in 1906.
Against Japan?
Against Japan, yes. So when time came for me to go to the school, it was not in my head to learn in the schools. My head was to be in the circus all the time. So I used to run away from the schools to follow the people with the organs.
Street organs.
Street organs and the acrobats, and I used to copy them. And my father naturally found out about it. He used to punish me a few times, and he saw that with punishment they can't get away. So he gave me away to a circus, very small one. Mm. But he thought maybe I will change my mind and come back home, but I didn't.
He hoped this small circus would discourage you.
That's right, but he couldn't discourage me, and afterwards he took me and gave me away for 4 years as an apprentice in a big circus. Mm-hmm. And then I started to learn properly.
Yes. Had you decided that you wanted to do clowning or...?
Now, the olden schools, you say, it's, if you want to become a clown, you have to be a tumbler, rider, trapeze worker, wire worker, everything, yes, before you become a clown.
And when you had finished your 4 years apprenticeship?
Well, naturally, I became a professional artist. I used to take all sorts of engagements, circuses, varieties, cabarets, yes, open stages, parks.
And then the war came along and you joined the Imperial Russian Army.
In 1914, when the war broke out, I volunteered in the Imperial Russian Army.
How old were you then?
I was just over 14 years of age.
You were wounded several times?
Yes, I was. In 1917, I was wounded on the German front when they took me to a hospital in Petrograd. Those days was Petrograd. And 4 days before the revolution broke out, a whole army officers came to us and said, well, boys, the situation is very bad. We haven't got enough food for everybody. So those boys who feel like they can't stand on their own feet and go home, please do. Mm. On the food that you're not going to use, we're going to give it to those who cannot leave the hospital. Mm. So I was one of the volunteers.
And you got caught up in the revolution.
I was caught up in the revolution. I couldn't go home after all.
Yes.
Because it was terrible on the streets, you know.
There was no transport.
No transport. The railway stations was packed. People used to sleep everywhere.
So what did you do?
Well, I've been trying then to get into Ukraine, because Ukraine there was more food than in Russia.
Did you get to the Ukraine?
Oh, yes. When I came to Kiev, I joined in the Ukraine army, because the only way to get food is to be in the army.
Yes.
It's the only safest place to be with the army.
Did you have to join the Red Army?
Afterwards, yes. After the Ukraine army, I had to join the Red Army. Mm-hmm. In the Red Army, I thought I was going to be in Kiev, but they sent us back to Russia. And from Russia, they sent us to Siberia to fight the Kolchak army.
Yes.
And I didn't like it. So, naturally, I ran away. And I came into Latvia. In the meantime, my family came to Latvia, to Riga.
Yes. So, eventually, you rejoined your family.
That's right.
When was this?
In 1918. Mm-hmm. I rejoined my family. In 1919, I got married. Well, that's another story.
Well, at this point, let's break off your third record. What now?
I take the Swan Lake.
Why do you choose that?
Well, it's a ballet, isn't it? Well, in the olden days in Russia, in the circus, there used to be ballet as well.
In the circus?
Oh, yes. There used to be two parts of the circus, and the third part used to be called the ballet or pantomime, and I love ballet.
Thank you.
an excerpt from the last act of Swan Lake, Ernest Ansemé and the Suisse Romande Orchestra. Oh, Coco, it's 1919. You're back with your family after 5 years in various armies, the Imperial Army, the Ukrainian Army, the Red Army. You were still in your teens, were you not?
I was.
Was it back to the circus now?
Yes, but I was in the army again.
How was that?
Well, this time I was in the Latvian army.
Why?
Because that was compulsory. You see, people used to walk on the streets and the soldiers and the officers used to come to you, ask you your name, your address, how old are you? And they used to say, that's it. And you're in the army.
Were you married by this time?
Oh, yes, I was married. As a matter of fact, I took my wife with me in this army.
You took your wife in the army?
I did, yes.
How did that happen?
Well, you see, she found out that I was stopped on the road and took me to the barracks. Next day she came and we heard a chat through the window. So I said to her, darling, don't worry. She said, I shouldn't be long. But I was wrong. You say they send us to another place. So I told her when we're going to be on the station. And she came there and we had it here in the seats and she followed me where I was going.
What happened when you got to the other end?
It was about 90 miles away from Riga. When I came there, naturally people knew who I was by then, that I'm Coco the Clown. And everybody tried to help me. And nobody found out that she was traveling with me.
So they let her stay with you?
Not with me, exactly. She was staying in the village when I was staying in the barracks.
How long were you in the Latvian army?
2 years and 4 months.
And then?
Well, I left the army. I went back into the Baltic States to Riga. And I was in a circus. I was working for a little while in a circus. Then I had an engagement to go to Lithuania. I was there in Lithuania for a little while, and then I opened my own show.
Mm-hmm. How long did that last?
Well, unfortunately, it didn't last very long. You see, I met with an accident.
Mm.
I was scalded.
Scalded?
When I was about 8 months. Very bad. I couldn't work.
Yes.
And naturally, I was in my circus top on the bill. So I lost everything.
And then?
And then, naturally, I started to get an engagement. So I got an engagement in Königsberg, in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Berlin.
And then you came to England?
To England, yes, in 1929. I only came for 4 weeks.
And you've been here ever since?
Yes, my 4 weeks not finished yet.
And you were in yet another army in the last war. I think your fifth army, the British Army.
That was the British Army, yes.
Let's have record number 4 now, Coco. Mm-hmm. What next?
Oh, could I have the anniversary waltz, please.
Anniversary waltz. Why did you choose this?
Well, that used to be my musical trapeze act, for one. And secondly, you see, I was courting my wife before I got married, and she came to see me. For the first time, I worked trapeze. And I thought to myself, now I have a chance to show myself off. But I think I overdone a little bit. You see, I had to do a swinging and trapeze and do a special fall and get caught by my feet. So unfortunately, only 1 foot I caught with my swing, and the other foot couldn't. So I went head downwards into the orchestra. And good job there was a violinist. I fell right on the violinist. I broke his violin, and that's what saved my life. It broke my fall. The violinist was unconscious, and I went on the stage and carried on with my act.
And it's the anniversary waltz we're going to hear now.
That's it.
The anniversary waltz, Joe Loss and his orchestra. Coco, you came here in 1929 to appear in the Bertram Mills Circus. You're still working for the same governor.
Oh, yes.
Have you any children in the circus?
Well, I had 6 children, and they all were in the circus.
Really?
Well, now, naturally, they're growing out, and 2 of them married outsiders, but the other 4, they are in the circus.
And how many grandchildren?
I've got 24 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. That is when I counted them last.
I think the Polyakov family is going to populate all the circuses of the future. Mm-hmm,
I hope so.
Let's have record 5 now.
I would like very much if you could get me Madame Butterfly.
Why do you choose it?
Because, you see, when I was in Lithuania, one producer came to me and said, excuse me, he said, you got a daughter, age 5. I said, yes. He said, could I borrow her? I said, what for? It is, say, we produce an opera called Madame Butterfly, and it was supposed to be a child. And we tried a lot of children, but they couldn't stick to it, because soon the prima donna started to sing and cry, the children started to cry as well. So he said, maybe your child will not be so shy. I said, of course my child is not shy. And that's what my child got, the first engagement, Madame Butterfly.
And which bit of it are we going to hear?
I think it's the last part, before she got something to do with a knife.
Where Madame Butterfly kills herself?
That's right, yes.
From the closing scene of Madame Butterfly with Renato Tebaldi as Butterfly. What's number six?
Well, number six is a record by Richard Tauber.
Why do you choose this?
Because in 1928, before I came to England, I'd done the first talkie picture with Richard Tauber.
Mm-hmm.
And I was then the young man, very healthy, and a very good acrobat as well.
Yes.
And the reason why I chose this record is when on this island to remind me of my young days.
And what is the record?
The record calls Ich glaube nicht mehr eine Frau.
And that means?
I don't trust a woman anymore.
Was this from that picture?
That was called the picture and the record.
Ich glaub nie mehr an eine Frau, nicht ihren Worten, nicht ihren Küssen. Hast du ihr Herz auch heute besessen? Sie hat dich morgen doch.
I don't trust woman anymore, Richard Tauber singing and accompanying himself. A circus man shouldn't have much trouble in looking after himself on a desert island, should he?
Oh, no, no.
What are your hobbies, Coco?
Well, I got a lot of hobbies. First of all, I had a very good hobby, photographer.
Mm.
Well, I give it up because photography is too expensive.
Is fishing a hobby of yours?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's
yes.
Good. Could you build a boat or craft a
sort? I could,
I
could.
Would you try to escape?
Well, it depends how I feel. If I will settle down properly on the island, maybe it's not necessary for me to escape.
That's the right philosophic attitude. Let's have number seven.
Well, number seven, could I have Ochi Chorne?
Black eyes, one of the few Russian phrases I know.
Yes.
Why do you choose this?
Well, because in Russia, when we finish the circus, all the artists practically go into the restaurant, you know, and we discuss all sorts of things, and the gypsy band plays, you know. And when somebody gets depressed and they don't feel like to talk or whatnot, so we always will say, come on, Ochi Chorne. Let's cheer him up with it.
Now, just a few weeks ago, Coco, you were decorated by the Queen with the OBE. This was for your work with children on road safety.
That's right, yes.
You visit them in schools and talk
well,
to them?
Well, when Bertramov Circus travel on the road, not in the Olympia, well, we do the necessary arrangements. I do two schools in the morning, And I come home back again in my makeup, sit down, have a rest, have my meal. Then I go to schools in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Then at 4 o'clock I come back home. 4:45 the show starts.
And you go and visit them in hospital as well?
That's right. That's on Saturdays, because we got only 3 performances on Saturday. Now, schools.
Yeah. Well, let's have record number 8 now.
Well, as we were talking on road safety, you say, when I come to a school, first of all, I am in my makeup. Mm. And I have to entertain them, because otherwise the children would be very disappointed. I entertain them and say, I'm conjuring tricks. And then I play a game called a road safety quiz. When I finish the game, I give them presents away. And I finish up with a story. I tell the children about a little boy who couldn't come to the circus because he met with an accident. And I made a record of it. So would you mind if I pick my own record, please?
Sing a song of Maytime, sing a song of spring. Flowers are in their beauty, birds are on their wings. Maytime, Maytime, God has given the Maytime. Thank him for his gift.
Well, the story I'm about to tell you is a true story, and that was happens to me. Yes, and then I tell him a story about a little boy who couldn't come to the circus because he met with an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I finished with it.
Well, we've heard your 8 records, Coco. If you could only have one of them, which would it be?
Well, I don't know. I think the best would be for me to take with me the Black Eyes.
Mm. And one luxury to take with you.
Oh, now you asked for it. Luxury. Well, what I would like to do is to take a lot of paper with me, and pencils, and empty bottles.
What's this going to be? Messages for help?
No, not messages for help, but I could write up some little stories special for children, and put in a bottle and throw it in the water. It might come.
Your only way of getting publication, not
that's mine. Right.
And one book to take with you.
One book. Oh, could I have the dictionary, please?
An English dictionary?
That's right, to brush up my English.
Right. And thank you, Coco the Clown, Nikolai Polyakov, OBE, for letting us hear your choice of Desert Island Discs.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for listening to me. And please, take care on the road.
Goodbye, everyone.
The guest in today's recorded program was Nikolai Polyakov, Coco the Clown, the interviewer, Roy Plumley, and the producer, Monica Chapman.